You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. The water shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there. It shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up in it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is an extraordinary picture of a howling desert being turned into a fruitful land. You don't have to go very far out of Jerusalem, across the Jordan, to get into the Judean desert and see exactly what the prophet promised would be turned into a fruitful land. And when you see it, when you see the desolation of that desert, and then you look at the image of fruitfulness that the prophet presents to us here, or that God presents to us through the prophet, it's quite extraordinary. And many of those who heard these words would have been familiar with exactly what that desert was like. So this is an extraordinary promise to them. And of course we see it fulfilled, beginning to be fulfilled, when John the Baptist appears in that very desert, announcing a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. But he only points to Jesus, for it's in Jesus, in fact, that we find the real fulfillment. It's Jesus who is the one who appears in the wilderness to make it fruitful. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 17. On one of those days, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed. And they sought to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." The scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their questionings, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who is paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, take up your bed, and go home." And immediately he rose before them, and took up that on which he lay, and went home, glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God, and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen strange things today." Indeed, glorious things. Now, those who saw this happen would have been familiar with the passages from Isaiah that spoke about the one whom God would send, who would not only forgive sins, but who would raise those who were dead, who would make the lame man leap like a hart, make the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. The Pharisees, when they hear Jesus say, "Your sins are forgiven," have a natural reaction, but only God can forgive sins. Who does he think he is? Now, of course, we can't see sins being forgiven. When Jesus said to this man, "Your sins are forgiven," they were forgiven. But we can't see sins being forgiven. So Jesus said to them, "Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say to this man, 'Take up your bed and go home, get up, walk, you lame man'?" And Jesus said to the paralytic, "Get up, walk." And he did. And they were astonished, and they were amazed. They said, they glorified God, and they said, "We have seen strange things today." They had seen glorious things. And because of what they could see, they could have faith to believe what they could not see. That the word that Jesus spoke to this man, "Your sins are forgiven," was a true word. And in the forgiveness of sins, of course, is our salvation. In that forgiveness of sins is not just health for the body, but it's eternal life. "That you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, I say to you, rise, take up your bed, and go home." Christ came to this earth to forgive sins, to call those who are sinners, to give them eternal life.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.